Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we're diving into some exciting new AI product launches and major shifts in the industry. Let's get right to it. First up, Google's Gemini AI just got a powerful new feature called Notebooks. This lets users organize files, chats, and custom instructions about specific topics all in one place. It's very similar to ChatGPT's Projects feature, but Gemini's notebooks also sync with Google's Notebook LM research tool. The Verge reports that this feature is rolling out now for Google's AI Ultra, Pro, and Plus subscribers on the web, with mobile and free user access coming soon. This makes Gemini a much more integrated and efficient workspace for managing AI conversations and data. Meanwhile, OpenAI is facing some serious internal challenges. The Verge highlights a series of executive departures, discontinued projects, and controversies, including a Pentagon contract that stirred backlash. CEO Sam Altman's leadership is under scrutiny, and the company is reportedly struggling to balance its massive spending with revenue goals ahead of a possible IPO. Despite these issues, OpenAI is doubling down on enterprise and coding tools, aiming to stay competitive against rivals like Anthropic and Google's Gemini. It's a tense moment for the AI giant as it tries to navigate both growth and stability. On the enterprise software front, Atlassian just launched some impressive new AI tools within Confluence. The company introduced Remix, a visual tool that automatically turns data into charts and graphics without leaving Confluence. They also rolled out 3 third-party AI agents that help turn product ideas into prototypes, convert technical docs into apps, and build presentations. TechCrunch explains that these integrations aim to remove friction and let teams create next-general products directly from their existing workflows. This approach reflects a broader industry trend to embed AI into familiar tools rather than creating separate platforms. OpenAI is also tackling a critical issue with the release of a new child safety blueprint. This initiative, covered by TechCrunch, aims to combat the rise in AI-enabled child sexual exploitation. The blueprint focuses on updating laws, improving reporting to law enforcement, and embedding safeguards into AI systems. It responds to alarming data showing a 14% increase in AI-generated child abuse content last year, and it was developed with key partners like the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. This move marks a serious effort to make AI safer and more accountable. Finally, Anthropic is making it easier for businesses to build AI agents with its new Claude Managed Agents product. Wired reports this tool provides out-of-the-box infrastructure to deploy autonomous AI systems without the usual complexity. It includes a sandboxed environment, monitoring tools, and permission controls, allowing agents to run securely and independently for hours. With Anthropic's enterprise revenue tripling since December, this launch positions them strongly against competitors like OpenAI. It's a big step toward wider adoption of AI agents in real-world business workflows. So, that's today's roundup of AI news shaping the future of work, safety, and enterprise innovation. We're seeing rapid advancements but also serious challenges as these technologies evolve. Thanks for tuning in to The Prompt by Kuro House. Catch you tomorrow for more AI insights.